Well, that was a fun one. That's for sure. What a great game! What a great atmosphere! I want to thank the fans and just the whole environment out there today was incredible. It was an excellent game with the San Diego Chargers. You know, I take my hat off to, just the whole competition of it. It was fun to coach in, and obviously it was fun to be a part of. You know, I thought our players competed relentlessly. If you go through the game. I thought our defense's red zone stand there speaks volumes. This is a football team with a lot of grit, and frankly, San Diego with their production, I think our challenge on third down wasn't quite what we liked. But I thought really going into the game that their red zone offense was the best one we'd seen this year. So that was a huge series to win the game for our defense. Offensively, third down wasn't quite what we like. You go through the time possession, was obviously lopsided, but scored touchdowns, took care of the football. And special teams, I thought was outstanding. Just in my reaction of watching the game, I would think that was probably the phase that we played the best in. So very good team win, 6-0. Feel good about that. The bye is here, which is well needed, and for our team, we have a chance to get healthy, get back, and get ready for this second phase of our season. So, very pleased with the start. With that, I'll take your questions.
Coach, could you just talk about how strong the mentality of the defense, the mental strength, after giving up 503 yards to Phillip Rivers? Still be able to make that final stand.
Can
you just talk about that?
Well, I mean, if you have a chance to study their offense, I mean, he's so accurate with the football and the at the line offense and the command of recognizing the defense and so forth. So you got to give him a ton of credit there. But we said this during the week. I was real impressed with their passing game. His ability to throw guys on target and their ability to come out of routes and they did a good job of. Throwing balls and completing to get away from our leverage, and they beat our leverage sometimes. So it was a competitive match, but we kept them out of the end zone, and that's what was most important. So and when you get in games like that where you're giving up a lot of yards, at the end of the day, it's about field goals versus touchdowns, and that was obviously a big part of this game.
Hey Mike, did you play a hunch with Starks today, or is something going on with Eddie?
No, it was really just we're a 1-2 punch team. I mean, it's really no different than the way we've operated. We went with James first, frankly, just because he's been playing extremely well and Eddie's been a little banged up. So if the game, we didn't have we didn't have the number of reps. So, I mean, I would like to see us run the ball a lot more if you're going to draw up the game and play it differently. So, so that part didn't work out that way, but James obviously had a huge day.
Where does that goal line stand rank for you among stops, and how hard is it to stop a team?
It's very hard. It's very hard to stop a team, particularly the way they're built. And so, like I said, going earlier, I thought the red zone was when we were going through the red zone meetings. I thought the red zone was a tremendous strength of theirs, and our defense played big down there.
What were you upset about it? About the officiating at halftime there? It sounded like you were frustrated in your interview with CBS, or what happened?
I wouldn't say frustrated. I thought the touchdown play, there was movement at the line of scrimmage, so that was the first question. But, the reality of it is we game plan for everything, Walt's crew always is pretty high, historically in penalties, and that's something we talked about throughout the meetings. This officiating crew is number one in the league in penalties. 21, they averaged over 21 a game. So, and we were probably about at that mark. I think they threw about 10 or 12 in the first half. So, our discipline needed to improve. We talked about it at halftime, and when we were better in the second half.
Jeff Janis today, the two big catches. How important was his role today?
Jeff is playing very well. I mean, Jeff's he's done a really good job on special teams and continues to get better there, but I like what he did with his opportunities on offense. So huge play in the game, but I think he's another example of a young player really stepping up in his second year.
Another young player, Demarius, the final fourth down play. How big is that for his confidence?
Biggest play of the game. I mean, it's you know, it's fourth down, it'll come down to that. So Demaryius is off to a great start, and you know, I just love the way our defense just kept competing, and like I've said five times already, you know, their offense is excellent, especially in that area. So that's a huge stop for us.
Mike, how welcome is this bye week, and is it welcome maybe for more than just health reasons?
Yeah, you know, I don't think I've ever said the bye week wasn't healthy or it come at the right time, but this is definitely we need it. I mean, we're beat up, so and I'm you know, just talking with Mike McCoy before the game. I mean they're in the same boat too. So I mean, it's you know, winning the NFL is tough, and just really the physical part and staying healthy is frankly the biggest challenge. So this bye week is well needed.
Mike, you know, with your offensive history and with your quarterback, I think everybody just always expects you guys to be great on offense. You're playing without Jordy, you're playing without Devontae, you lose Ty Montgomery today. Just how challenging is it offensively right now with some of the guys that maybe you want to have out there that aren't or are playing hurt? How difficult is it to...
It's one of the challenges that's part of the big challenge of each and every year. So we need to continue to work and make sure we're giving our players the packages and the you know, the personnel groupings and things that we need to be successful. So the injuries are unfortunate. They've come on in bunches, some on offense, and you know, but this week will really help us.
Mike, the quarterbacks that threw the most yards in the league today lost. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, it's about points. So that's my thought about it. It's about, you know, putting the ball in the end zone. At halftime, we have a number of things we look at statistically, and the big play battle was tied. So as far as the way we view big plays, it was dead even at 10. So we knew this game was going to come down to who made more big plays in the second half, and I don't know what the stats say right now, but I know we made the one big one there at the end.
T.J. Lang had the big fumble recovery. What type of compete level does it take to get a ball like that?
Well, TJ's he's a tough, hard-nosed football player, and that, I mean, that's, you know, you got to protect the football. We, you know, had a free, you know, free linebacker in the hole, but still, you got to protect the football, and you know, great reaction and obviously a huge play in the game, because you know, based on where the football was at, and we were plus one in the turnover ratio, and you know, so that was a big key recovery for us.
Two more, please. Mike, until later in the second half, you guys started to get some hits on the quarterback and a couple of sacks late. Rivers, is it just a product of him, how fast he gets that ball out?
Gets it out real fast. They do a great job in their separation routes in the quick game. You know, I thought they did a good job of throwing away from our leverage. You know, just you take the first series there, but and that's really where the pressure came from. We had to speed the game up. It was obviously his production was a concern.
Mike, you said at the beginning of the season, a couple games where you say, you know, you just try to get through those early games. You're trying to kind of figure things out. So now, at this point, I know it's not the midway point, but what do you think you have in this team? How good of a feel do you have for your team, and what do you think you have?
I have a 6-0 football team that needs to get healthy, and we have a chance to, you know, we got a chance to get a lot better. Right? That's what I know we have. So, but it's a group that. They work hard, extremely hard. I'd definitely say it's a close group, but you know, we haven't lost a game yet either. So this is, you know, you can't really judge that too. So, but I think it's a group that generally really likes each other. The camaraderie is high, but we still, you know, we still have a lot of work to do. I mean, that's the facts of the matter. So our young guys are stepping up. We have a lot of young guys playing a lot of football early in the season, and been productive, and that's been great for us. So we got a chance.